Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to HBO Girls Rewatch.
I'm Amelia.
And I'm Evan.
And today, happy Christmas. Happy Boxing Day to those who celebrate. Remember to break down those cardboard boxes and recycle them.
Okay, wait. So I kind of just learned what Boxing Day was maybe as of 5 seconds ago. If we were to look back at a clock, it would have only gone 5 seconds forward. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give it my explanation of it, only just hearing the term and not really actually understanding what it means. But it's a day for good boys and girls to now take their presents that aren't cold because they came in boxes and then put those into stacks and then tie twine around them so the recycling man can like do his damn thing, or woman, or they, them, of course.
I don't understand, because I know it happened before recycling did. So what were they doing previous? I think they were saving them.
When you were saying Boxing Day, I did think it was fighting for a second.
No, well, it's fighting to find enough space in your trash can for the disposableness of Christmas. So,
LOL.
Material goods are temporary, memories are forever.
Yes. Correct.
We're, of course, recording this
actually 2 weeks prior.
2 weeks prior, because you have to understand, right at this very moment, I am actually on a solo yoga retreat in Puerto Vallarta.
I'm sure it's right now. I'm like, you're actually having the best time of your life right now.
I hope I come back kind of tan and like healed completely.
I'm sure listeners at home are like, they can tell it's not Christmas actually here because of the sound of our voice. Because if it's Christmas, there'd be a certain ting in our voice that isn't present currently.
A jolliness that's lacking?
No, they can hear the Hanukkah twang in our voice right now. You can hear four candles like right now. That's kind of my vibe.
You know what? Somebody Jewish yesterday told me that Hanukkah doesn't even matter to Jewish people.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even in the Torah.
Yeah, it's only important because of Christmas and we like had to have something.
You're like wanting to compete.
It's a competition.
We're in season 4 right now, and today we're rewatching season 4 episode 5, Sit In, and we have a pop star coming to our home, which is kind of crazy.
Pop star.
It's wearing my go-go boots to celebrate.
I know. You literally, we should both dress. I'm like, take that back for a second. We both are like, oh, but we're both in our little pop star cosplay. I am, of course,
you look
bedroom
like a
pop.
Sound producer.
I was thinking up to the studio. Bedroom pop tonight.
No, you're like in This Is 40. You're the one, the dad that doesn't feel cool. You're Paul Rudd.
I'm Paul Rudd. I thought I'd be the girl in the store who's stealing cash from the register and not the hot one.
It sure feels like you're that in my life.
Oh. Well, I just wanted to say this anecdotal thing because I thought it was so LOL that I like had to bring it up, and I've already talked to you about it, but
I'll act surprised.
Can you act really surprised? So I saw my uncle's concert on Wednesday this week, and two amazing, amazing backroom things did happen to me. Not backroom sexually, but backroom mentally, aka an actual space called the Green Room that was green for reals. And what it was all about was I was talking to this one 35-year-old woman, and I went up to her and I was like, I love your top. She's like, it's Vince. She's like, I love your whole outfit. I'm like, oh my God, thank you so much. You're the kindest woman alive. And then she starts to break down crying. And I was like, I know how to emotionally touch 30-year-old women in a way that I can't reach out to any other demographic. But she broke down crying because I had broken down this wall for her. And I'm obsessed with this woman. She did give me LOL life. And then in the same breath, I'm sitting with my mom. We're looking at her phone. Her client texts her being like, so my wife saw one of the TikTok clips of your son's podcast. I goes, oh my God, you're famous. We're like in my uncle's green room. There's like actual famous people everywhere. My mom's like, look, Evan, you're famous. You're famous. I was like, I've never been more embarrassed in my whole life than to be in a room with like actual celebrities. My mom's like, you're famous.
And for context, Evan's uncle is why Evan's Nepo baby, because Evan's uncle is also a pop star and best friends with Fred Armisen.
Rock star. Really important distinction.
No wonder your mom had to wear cheetah print. Hello, it's a rock concert. It actually devastates me to hear a story about like a woman so battered by society, so underappreciated by her friends, family, community, that Evan Lazarus saying one kind thing to them in a back room, like, brings them to their knees sobbing.
I loved her. She was kind of my whole world for that night.
I think we all need to send good vibes towards this woman. It sounds like she's going through it.
Yeah, it's because she did finance before COVID.
So if there's really any hard listeners out there that kind of work in finance, this one's for you.
It gets everywhere out loud right now. I'm reaching out to all 30-something women who are going through a hard time, because I will always be an ear to listen to your tale.
And I love, this is just, I know we're not in the episode yet, but Ray has an amazing line in this episode where he says, I'm 34 and so will all of you be one day. I think I misquoted it too.
No, it's close. And then there's another part where it's like, it's actually not that bad. It's not that different, not that bad.
Yeah, like he's like, believe it or not, like you're going to be 34 one day too, which I have to say, I can't believe it for a single second in this moment in my life.
I mean, where was I 9 years ago? I was classically 15 years old. I was 16 years old, so I'm sophomore in high school. I'm still 5'3".
I'm secretary of my thespian troupe. I've just made the dance team. I'm the worst one on the team and everyone knows it, but I get away with it because I have a heart of gold and a sarcastic disposition.
And my glasses don't have lenses. End it there. welcome our guest today, Blue the Tiger. It's a multi-talented musician known for her skills as a bassinet, DJ, producer.
Bassinet.
I'm really dyslexic too. Bassist. That is bassist.
Bassinet is what you put a baby in.
That would be kind of crazy. That was like my
topic. It'd be cool if no one corrected me too. It's like the whole time we're like, and bassinet.
You're like, I'm actually an amazing nanny for newborns. Nobody talks about it.
Guys.
She gained attention for her vibrant performance blending funk, pop, dance elements into her music. With a background in classical music and a passion for diverse genres, she carved a unique niche in the music industry.
Hello. Yeah, you did.
Oh, my God.
That was pretty good.
Isn't that so fun? I love ChatGPT. I use it all day. Do you write your emails with it?
No, but I tried, like, one time I tried putting in, like, single actors on the come up.
Just to see like who's open.
Yeah, just to see like, but then like if you put like, I was just like messing around with my friend and we were like, I need like a PR relationship. Like we're joking.
Oh my god, honestly, you do though.
We were like joking around, but and we're typing in like hot single like race car drivers. And then like sometimes it's like you can't put, if you put in like hot or something, like it doesn't do it because it's like
it gets mad.
It's like offensive or something.
Yeah,
and
they're like hot subjective.
Yeah, it's subjective, so you can't do it. So don't try that at home.
Wow.
Right. And all the data is only 2021. It's only updated to 2021. So it would have given you race car drivers if it could, but only to 2021. And those people could be taken in today's economy.
Wait, I can't believe it's 2021.
I know.
Yeah, who do we talk to about that?
But if you ever need to write an email and you're like, I feel really weird and bad today, type in fixed grammar autocorrect and just like let it have fun. It's so perfect.
I've tried it with like lyrics before. Like songwriters have been trying it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But it feels like cheating a little bit. But it's not really, because it's like, it's the same as using like Rhyme Zone or something.
Yeah, it's the same thing as like synonyms for.
Yeah, exactly. Totally. So it's like, yeah, so people will be like, write a song about like this and it'll give you like some ideas.
Yeah, it's a starting point.
I haven't like fit it into a song yet, but yeah. I think it's like a,
it's something. I do naming and it's like that. Like I'll do naming. It's like, look up words that are like 20 words, like skilled, and it'll give me like masterful, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
and use that for like coming up with names for products.
Yeah.
Because that's what I do for job.
Oh, nice.
That's what you do for job.
That's what I do for job.
We have yet to have a musician on. We're so excited.
Oh, really?
This is amazing.
Marty is music arc is so.
Oh, my God. I have so much to say about it.
Wow.
Yeah. There's so much going on there.
Well, let's dive in. Where were you, or how did you first come to Girls, the show?
Okay. So I came to it a little bit late, honestly. Like, I watched the whole series for the first time, like, this year.
Oh, my God.
Which is crazy. So I'm kind of like
fresh
to
off
it.
Of it.
Yeah.
I think I started watching. Yeah, honestly, like this year, I feel like I think I finished in like June or something.
Oh my god.
So I'm kind of like fresh.
No, wait, but good. You were in New York when it was happening? And you were like, I don't when it was care. Happening,
but I was like, I'm 25, so I guess when it came out, I was like
kind of young.
I guess in high school.
Yeah, we're it was like all 25, kind of going through the same thing.
Yeah. But yeah, what's crazy is like, this is like tea. But like Lena Dunham, when she was first on the show, and this was like Instagram was first starting, she like posted a photo in my high school band sweatshirt.
Oh,
she oh my had God. The
merch.
What?
Yeah, she how had did she the get merch. The merch? Because like I was in a band, and like the singer of the band, like her dad, like worked on the show or something.
Oh my god!
And so she like had a she had like the merch, and she wore it on the on her Instagram and like tagged us, and it was like a really big deal.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. So like kind of claim to fame. Shout out Lena Dunham.
The hallways must have been crazy that day,
dude. Crazy, but like no, but kids in high school like weren't really.
Right.
Oh. Maybe it was like, I think I was like a freshman or something, but my brother, who's a few years older, he watched it when it came out.
Mm.
He was also in the band. So like I heard about it. My parents watched it, but it was like HBO. So it was like,
when you're a young like, girl, so it's like, you don't know about that.
Yeah, and it was like a lot of like sex. And I feel like it was like a little bit like, ooh, like.
Yeah.
Like remember when like Gossip Girl first came out?
Yeah, and you're like, this is porn.
And that was
yeah,
and it was for high school. Were,
like, you
should
have watched this.
Yeah.
And I was like, in like middle school, like whatever. And it's so not, it's so like PG when you watch it now.
But they had bad attitudes, which I think parents hated.
Yeah, like I was just like, not like I didn't watch when it came out and then like you get into it later. But I'm actually glad that I watched it
now
for the first time now because now I'm like the age that they are.
Totally.
Like, yeah. Aren't they like 25, 26?
They're 25, 24, 26.
Yeah, which is like perfect age. Because I feel like I relate to it in a way that I wouldn't have related to it if I watched it. That when I was so like nice. 18 or something.
Because we always say this, but it's like something we're like currently more relating to more than ever because we are the same age of the characters. But like watching it at 16, it's like all the jokes would go over my head. Or like I just didn't have context.
Yeah. Just like the New York, like just being like in your 20s in New York.
Like all the stressors in their life. I was like, I don't get it. And now I'm like, literally that happened today.
Yeah, literally.
It's so different.
It's
literally
so
that happened today. And Lena Dunham is so like, even in this show, she's so like band supporter. There's always like some small indie band doing something.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. And even like New York, like the nostalgia for like that era of New York, I think is more interesting like watching now.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
There's something so like 2014 happening.
Yeah.
That isn't like this.
Like you,
there's a romance.
You, like, have
to
a
it.
More. Yeah, you have more like appreciate. Like you appreciate the New York that they show. I feel like
they capture
like more now than if I watch like when it was coming out.
Oh,
you know?
Totally.
Wait, looking at Mimi Rose's apartment and Adam's apartment during this episode, it was like it's so well designed. I want that right now.
Oh my god! Yeah. Dude, literally, it's so nice.
It was so nice.
Outdoor.
All these apartments, I'm like, where do we find them?
I know, but where's like the main? Where's Hannah's apartment? Is it in
Greenpoint?
Yeah.
We visited the steps.
Oh.
And it's like now for families, that whole neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's like young families. Yeah.
Wow.
Hannah would never live there now.
She would never.
I bet she'd live in Bushwick, don't you think?
She'd be forced to live in Bushwick just based off her salary. She could not afford Greenpoint in today's economy.
Yeah, totally.
Well, should we jump into the episode? We have finally gotten to Mimi Rose arc.
I know. We've been waiting years for this. It's taken off centuries of my life.
People on Instagram have been like, Mimi Rose. And I'm like, it doesn't exist yet.
I'm like, I wonder if this is something we do in the future. But someone did send me the Instagram account for the person that Mimi Rose is based off of.
Wait, who?
Don't
air it now.
I don't know if I can say it because it's like the girl's apparently really, really secret about it, but maybe we will reach
out. Why would she DM us?
Is it someone that like Lena Dunham like knew or something?
Yeah. And also someone's recently sent me the publisher it's like some random gay guy in publishing for like a magazine.
Oh, that's David?
Yeah, for David. So now I kind of have real life examples of both these people.
Well, Jemima always says that Lena really pulls from real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't she like just her friend or something?
Yeah, exactly. They're like childhood friends. Yeah.
Okay, I love that though.
It is like amazing for a girl to be like, actually, I'm just playing pretend in my head with people that I kind of know.
Yeah.
And putting them in situations. We're all doing that every day.
Yeah.
Like going through a breakup or like any situation, you're playing it over and over in your head in different scenarios and you're just like making those situations up over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just the most talented girl on earth at doing that.
Now she has an HBO version of what could have been.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally.
I love it. Okay, let's jump into our segment, Minute to Win It. Ready, set, and go.
Mimi Rose, Adam, and Lena are all in the apartment, and Lena is going to do a sit-in into the bedroom. And then Shoshana's jumping in, and she says, I'm here first, and you should have called me first, and now I'm going to be my best self inside of here and get my girl Hannah to get the hell up. And then Hannah's like, I'm going to kick you away. And then Jessa walks into the room, and Jessa's like, oh, actually, I did set Mimi Rose and Jessa reveals Adam that up.
She's the one who set them up. And Hannah's like, what the fuck? And she's like, girl, like, it's over. Get over it. And then Hannah's like, I'll never leave the bed. And they slap each other, which is fun. And then Jessa walks out and is like, well, get Marnie over here because she's basically nonverbal. And then Ray comes. Ray burns her.
Yeah, Ray, she like burns her hand. Ray like tries to fix it and does like a really bad job. And then he leaves. And then Marnie comes and Marnie brings food and she's like, she like the only one that like really like real talk.
Yeah.
And then Hannah goes into the shower and she's doing like a fake shower, which is like classic of her. And Marnie just kind of like talks her out of like, just kind of like,
no, you got
her,
that.
Tells her how it is. and then Adam comes and they have this like really intense, truthful, honest conversation, and then she finally like accepts it, and then she leaves and goes to her storage unit
and sleeps there. Little couch.
That was over 60, but it was
no. That's, it's 1 minute. That's 1 minute.
We sometimes go to 4.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, that was actually pretty. That was pretty good.
And of course, Laird and.
Oh, sorry, I forgot about that.
Amelia missed out.
That was
not
my
the point
thing
blame
to
at
say.
Anyone. Of course, it's a collective teamwork, so we can't point sorry, fingers. Guys. But if anyone did mess up, it was Amelia.
Yeah, totally. Okay. And I take 100% responsibility for that. But they try to initiate a threesome, and Hannah's like, no. And they're like, well, if you ever change your mind, let us know.
Wait.
Yeah, we have the screen grab. They start kissing and Hannah's like, this can't be what's happening.
She's like, can you guys leave?
But yeah, and we're watching Hannah watch a Mimi Rose TED Talk.
Oh my god, I love that part.
It's
that was
so
crazy.
it's so perfectly written.
Like, I know, even like what she's talking about.
She's
in
like
the TED Talk.
Yeah, I got a crush on a boy when I was 8, and then realized I had to break up so I could reach my full creative potential. Yeah. You're like, girl, what?
It's one date. It sounded like they went on. Like, yeah, they held their hands each other once, going on the way to an ice cream parlor, and I was like, that's it. I actually need to focus on myself.
Yeah,
she's grower. I'm obsessed with her.
I love it.
Uh oh. Break a clock. We'll be right back. We're going to get into all this, but first we have to ask you the most important question of them all.
What girl are you?
I knew you were going to ask. I honestly, I'm definitely like none of them. But I see the music storyline of Marnie is so funny to me. And like, there's so many points of her music career where I'm like, okay, like I get like the jazz brunch, like, and like no one's paying attention. Yeah. Like that's just, it's so like every musician has like done something like that. I've like done a million gigs where like no one's
right. They're like mad. You're sitting there like, can you shut
up? They're like, what are you like? What's going on? And she like thinks it's like a really big deal. And like her friends come out, like it's really cute. And then there was like another scene where she's like playing her song like in the bar for Jess, and she's like, can you turn the music down, like I'm trying to play or something, and she's like listening and she's like, yeah, like it's a song, like music. Like that's just so classic. Like, I've done that so many times, like trying to like play music
really
for my friends.
People are like, it sounds like music.
Yeah, people are like, it's dope. Like, or you're just like trying to play it for your friends and you like care so deeply about it.
Yeah.
Like, I heard 30 seconds, like I don't need to hear like anymore. So like her music storyline is like hilarious to me, so I like feel for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm definitely not like a Marnie.
Right. You're like,
I have my like shit together.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But and then like Jess is just like cool. And
she's
I like to be
Jessa.
To be cool.
You're kind of Jessa.
I would say it. Yeah.
You give off Jessa vibes.
You're Jessa during Marnie's music arch. Like, you kind of are finding the cusp
like,
of those.
Yeah, I'm kind of like doing. Yeah. I feel like she just like does her thing.
She's hanging
out. But I care,
out.
But I'm like better to my friends than Jessa is.
Oh, thank God.
I'm just like a better friend.
The bare minimum of being a friend with someone.
Yeah, definitely a better friend. And then Shosh, I'm Shosh in the way where she's like organized and like.
Right,
she's
has
like
goals.
Yeah,
and
she has like goals.
We're gonna
like,
make
I'm
it
very,
happen.
Like goal oriented. I'm like, I'm gonna make this shit happen. And I went to NYU, so
there it is.
And
there
you did
go.
NYU.
So you're actually like, every girl.
I'm kind of like a little of all of them.
Wow.
Who are you guys?
Thank God.
I know. Who
Maybe
are you
I'm Mimi Rose.
Maybe you're Mimi Rose.
Well, you did say you gave a talk at a school.
I did give a talk at a school recently.
That's so Mimi Rose.
It's so Mimi Rose.
It is really Mimi Rose coded.
Yeah.
I would say you're Mimi Rose.
Like, I feel like I would totally, I would like want that style apartment.
Absolutely.
Oh, 100%.
Like how she, that she has. When or is she, it both
when
their
we get there? Oh, it's because Mimi Rose also has her own apartment. And we get to see this
later
on.
That's why I
don't
understand why she like moved. I don't know. It was
I don't understand when
the
they're like
gorgeous house.
They're sleeping downstairs. I'm like, why can't they go to Mimi's home?
Yeah, doesn't she like have a place?
And a studio space. I'm sure a blow up mattress would fit in there.
Like, why is Hannah in a cellar?
Dude, yeah, like what?
It doesn't add
anyways,
up.
What, wait, how, which girl are you guys?
Yeah.
Great question.
Does it switch?
Yeah, so every
we
app,
do it by week.
We do it by week. And I think based off this specific episode. I know I really felt so Ray-coded.
Yeah, you're like, I'm running for mayor.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
running for mayor. My friend's gonna burn their hand on bacon, but like I'm so preoccupied with whatever I'm saying.
I do feel like in conversations where I'm like, we're talking about this thing and you're like mapping it onto your own thing and you're saying advice to me, but you're really just saying affirmations to yourself.
No, exactly.
And I'm like, all right, yeah, I think we're talking more about you than my thing, but
well, that's why I'm a Ray.
It's perfect. Ray is so I feel
love
like
Ray's character.
He's on the like he is on his impassioned speeches in this episode.
People yeah. Ray is having the biggest like renaissance, I think, currently mm-hmm. of any of the characters from the show, like in the new like rewatch of it all.
Yeah.
The way people are riding for Ray that they weren't in initial release of the show is like a beautiful thing to watch. And I wonder if we're just like millennials can really empathize with like the
is
cynical
it
nature
he's 34?
Of it all. Yeah,
and now think, everybody who
and
saw
now
it,
people are like, "Oh, okay, you're 30."
Now
like,
that I'm not 22, I'm understanding Ray's whole thing.
Yeah, now that you're now that we're like closer to that age, it's easier to like get
where
coming from.
It is crazy because you're supposed to be happier in your 30s, but you also become more cynical. It's like, what is that all about? Actually, I haven't talked to a 30-year-old in weeks. I would love to talk to one, figure out their whole vibe.
We'll reach out.
I swear to God, before moving to New York City, I always say this, I had never met a 30-year-old before. They're kind of like in an age that doesn't like exist out in the suburbs, in college spaces. They're just
wait,
so...
true, because when you're in college, you don't... You're
it's
not
so real. I didn't know anyone growing up in Texas that was 30. Like, you were either a child or a mother. Like, there was
that's
no
so true.
Middle.
No, that's so true. I never thought about that.
I was
growing
like,
up,
what do people do when
that's
they're
so
28?
True. I'm growing up in the city because I'm like born and raised mm-hmm. in New York. There was a time when like I was only friends with like 30-year-olds when I was
oh
like
my God.
19. Like, I would only hang out with 30-year-olds. So I was like, it became very like. Like, I just knew the vibe.
Right. You're like, so this is what it'll be like.
I was like, oh, okay. Well, I was just like, I was like DJing in the city a lot. And like all the other New York DJs were like.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, my
or,
God.
Like, late 20s.
I love the idea 30. That you're like, hi, I'm just a girl. what's up,
like,
DJ?
Me hanging out with 30-year-old DJs. Like, it was like my thing. It was like my, like when I was at NYU my first year, I was friends with these other girls. And I was like, it was like. I was just like these three girls at NYU, and then all my other friends were like 30-year-old DJs.
LOL.
Like how
wait, male
so
and
random.
Female or mostly male?
Mostly like guys.
It's
are you
so
a woman
funny.
Scorned? I feel like every time I meet a 19-year-old who talked to a lot of 30-year-olds, they become a woman scorned in some regards.
What does that mean?
Just like have a there's a little anger somewhere about it.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. You're not reading
I
that
feel
way
like
at all.
You feel really chill
you
about
seem
it.
Pretty
chill.
Yeah.
Pretty chill. Well, it's more like I was like working. Like
right.
really trying to like get in the scene. Like they were booking all the DJ gigs. So I was like really just like in the scene.
Oh.
Like kind of hustling.
My God.
I feel like
it's
like being an Olsen twin on the set of Full House. You're like, John Stamos is my friend.
Yeah, we're like, no, we're like saying, we're like professionals.
Literally.
Yeah.
Wait, what like did you learn from
kids,
them?
Well, like when I was at NYU, I was like, I already like lived my whole life in the city. And then when you go to NYU, there's a lot of kids that obviously aren't from New York that
right.
come to the school.
It's their first time like seeing your bodega.
Yeah. And I was just very, I wasn't like, I was just like had already been in this
of course.
City so I was like already kind of like used to this and like I grew up like across the street so I already like knew that stuff
right.
so I feel like I was in a different part of my life than like they were because they were like first exploring the city and I was already kind of like
yeah
so I feel like that's why I related more to like the older crowd just because I was like already in New York like I was like mature in that way so I didn't connect as much to the people who were like just coming to New York.
That right. They're sense. Like, I'm from Idaho and this place is crazy.
Yeah. And I was like, come to like this Brooklyn warehouse. And they were like, what?
They were like, I've never been.
They're like, we're just going to go to like the bar like in NYU. Area. LOL. Yeah. We're like, feels. Yeah. Like, feels. So
I do think it's crazy because what you're describing is what other people have the reaction with NYU students when they graduate college.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to NYU students and being like, you guys are going to learn a lot here.
Yeah.
And every NYU student, the people that just moved to the city, you're like, you guys are going to learn a lot here. Yeah. It is so, so cool true. To have that.
It's yeah, different. It's just like different. In high school in New York, it was like this. It's like house parties, or like not. Yeah. No one has house. It's like apartment parties. Like you'll
was
go
your
to like
life
kids
just
apartment.
Like Gossip Girl.
No, Gossip Girl is like so inaccurate. It's crazy. But there's like, but there were like moments where you could kind of like there were definitely kids who like went to clubs at like 14 and stuff. Mm. But that wasn't. I wasn't doing that. I did go to like Catch when I was like 14. It was like
I don't
my
even
first.
Know what that is.
Oh my god, it's like this club or like
that was big at 14.
Yeah, or like or maybe I was 15 or 16 or something, and I went with like a group of girls. And we all wore like mini black dresses and like aww. Had our fake IDs that are obviously fake, like just right. so obviously fake.
You made them in the computer lab that day.
Literally, like there was like one kid like in the like schools. Who like would organize and you would like pay him like $80 and he would like get your
oh my god.
No, we had yeah, the same crazy. Thing too.
Yeah,
all for, the like, naughty the girls ideas. In my friend group would go and they like they post a photo on their cover photo on Facebook and be like them all sipping one green
oh
apple
god.
Martini at once.
Oh
I was
my
like,
god,
these are the baddest girls in a damn high school. They're going cuckoo crazy yeah. at Catch or ups. What was it? Upside
oh, yeah,
down.
Up and
down.
Up and down was the first club I went to. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or was the other one Rebel Riot with a paint? What was that one?
Oh my god.
I can never remember.
Oh my god, because I played there once. You I DJ'd there once because
it's
my...
It's Rebel something, right?
It was
am
like,
I crazy? Rah-rah, Rebel.
It was like, not like Ratat, not like... It was
Riot
like
Room? No.
Riz. Why can't I remember it? Well, this is going to annoy
ADR.
Me so much.
We'll fix it in post.
But that was... Well, I like DJ'd there once and I invited all these like girls from my high school.
Oh
I was
my
like,
god.
Guys, like I'm DJing at whatever it's called.
Oh shit.
I'd it be was, like, killed a big, to watch you
yeah,
DJ
it was, like,
there.
It was like a big... And I was like 16... And I like because I the guy who like taught me how to DJ like had a residency there and mm-hmm. he like would like sneak me in so I could like because I was just like into DJing like I wasn't
oh my
into
God.
Partying at
yeah,
all
yeah.
Like, I didn't drink I didn't do drugs like blah 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 but I really liked the like act of DJing so mm-hmm. I was just like really into it so I would go and like watch him in the booth and then he let me like DJ there one time like 10 to 11 when like no one's there and I invited my friends and was like really and I
you're
was
like guys
it's
before curfew even
yeah and I was like guys. Can get you in to like whatever.
You're the coolest
iconic.
Girl at MIU.
Pretty iconic. Yeah.
Yeah, that is really iconic.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was cool. Anyways,
that's history.
So yeah. that was my more of my experience. But then I did the NYU stuff. You know, I went to
right.
the dorm party. Like I kind of like did it all to experience.
I know. You know, I'll tell you, yeah, NYU dorm parties a lot. I went to a Columbia dorm party and an NYU dorm party.
Yeah.
The Columbia dorm party I went to, the theme was bears, famous bears through history. So people talked about Smokey the Bear. Yogi
oh
the bear. I was like, it was embarrassing. Embarrassing. I'll say
wow.
that. That should have been a fucking theme.
I
kind of
like the theme. I like a theme party though.
Me
oh,
too.
I do too. Not when it's famous
not
bears through history.
Bears. Yeah.
There had to be so many options for them to have landed on that one and locked it in.
Yeah, I'd be like, wait, guys, this one is it?
Yeah,
there's
like, this one is the one.
It's
okay, we're losing track. Back to girls.
Sorry, yeah,
I got off on a tangent.
No, it is an important tangent.
I haven't thought about my.
It was important
New York
to dive
experience.
Back in.
Okay,
okay back to the girl.
Have,
oh,
we
I'm
have to
Marnie.
Lean into Lena. Oh,
I'm
sorry,
Marnie
I'm
this
sorry
week.
For to ask
oh,
you.
You're Marnie. Yeah, that's she kind of handles it the best.
Sorry, but she knew exactly what to say, and it was like a truth that yeah. Hannah didn't want to hear. And she's like, "I've been putting off telling you because I know you weren't ready, but I have to be frank. Like, this was the state of the relationship. You need to be honest with yourself. The relationship was failing, and you do deep down know that. So maybe it's time to let this go." Like, that is me as fuck.
Yeah, you did listen to 100 audiobooks in a year, and that is your conclude resolution from
yeah,
all those.
Yeah, like, as someone who's never been in a relationship, I'm actually amazing and giving expert advice on how to get over a breakup.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Do you feel like your friends that haven't been in relationships are actually some of the best at giving
them? Yeah, they're kind of better.
It's like a third party, like,
yeah,
with no...
kind of like a oversee from the outside.
100%.
Yeah.
Because so much of what's missing in breakups is logic.
So never date for
so
the rest of
true.
Us.
Okay, perfect. I'll stay
yeah,
single forever.
Be, yeah, because sometimes when you're like, when you've had relationships and then you're talking to your other friends about it, you're still like giving advice based on your own
100%.
Yeah, and it's like trauma. You got back with your ex, who kind of sucks, so you're giving advice through that.
Like, well, yeah, you could totally get back with your ex. Like, that's totally chill. Yeah. Like, you'll be like, well, yeah, you could, like, do that. Because, you know, in my experience, when I did that, you know what I mean? Like, you're always bringing it back to yourself, and it's never really... It's never really right.
It's never really pure. It's never really pure. It's Ray in that scene with Lena.
Yeah.
Actually, everyone in every scene with Hannah...
It was just their own intention.
Everyone was like, so, yeah.
Which I guess is how writing works, but still.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, we're going to cut to a break really quick.
We're going to cut to a break
Really quick. But when we get back, we're going to lean into Lena. Oh my God, we're back. That was so fun, our little break. Did you have a blast?
So many secrets told.
Yeah.
In the break, I remembered what the club was called. It was called Riff Raff.
Riff
Raff. And then we'll move on. Yes. And then we'll move on. And then we'll move on.
We should put Riff Raff paint on next episode. Yeah. It was okay. Like, it is offensive though, because it is almost tribal paint.
Yeah, it was like tribal. It was not. The club's closed.
We'll post a carousel of all the club's names so people can get context.
People, yeah,
so
people can get context. Yeah. It's perfect. Anyways,
this episode, let's start with Lena. We walk in. Mimi Rose is there. She's like, I might go grab a juice.
Oh, that was psycho. So funny.
You're like, does anyone like want a green juice or a tea? Like, it's so crazy.
It does seem like she's missing some sort of awareness of like human behavior.
Yeah, she definitely doesn't realize this situation.
She wants to be the most human person alive, and that leads her to becoming a robot, which is like, I didn't know that could happen, but it's like,
doesn't she say should I go in and talk to her? I'm actually really good in a crisis. And I'm like, you have to know.
She's like, absolutely not.
Yeah, you have to know that wouldn't make any damn sense, girl.
And Adam wants an apple juice. I'm like, that's ridiculous. I didn't even know if you go to a juice press, they sold apple juice. I'm like, it's always a combination. I've never seen pure juice like that sold one
it's
time.
You're like 12.
Yeah. You're 12. Yeah,
he went Mott's mode.
So stupid. Oh, God.
But I guess it's like, so Lena was like, I watched the bonus features of this episode, and originally it was Hannah going to everyone's house trying to talk with them through it.
Yeah.
And then they rewrote it, and they were like, what if everybody comes to her and she locks herself in her room.
I think that's way better just writing wise. Like, I love episodes like this where it just takes place in
one room,
one place.
Yeah.
I think it's just like more, I don't know, stylistically interesting. And then you see how like each character deals with the situation in that space and like where they are like in the house. I don't know. I think it's cooler.
Totally. It was so fun to see like each character, and I'm like, how are they gonna like try their luck
on
Hannah?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Ray's like cooking.
Ray's like, we're gonna make bacon and that'll fix it. Yeah. Shoshana's like,
let's stock right now, which is, I feel like, something I would do.
Yeah.
I would be like, okay, well, like, let's see like what the deal is.
Well, I love the stock. Yeah, perfect. Literally.
Yeah, and then they're too like, perfect to look up.
Yeah.
And then
Jessa's
bitch. Yeah, then Jessa's just like smoking a cig. She kind of like sucks.
So do we think Jessa is completely unaware of like how this would hurt Hannah? Or do you think she's mad Hannah left? So she set Adam up with Mimi Rose just to be like, Hannah, you fucking left. This sucks. I'm going to get back at you in this weird twisted way.
I think it was like a combo. I think she's so, I don't think she's like aware. I think she's a little bit aware of it, but. Like, I think she also is, like, starting to become friends with Adam now through the AA stuff. So she's almost, like, being, like, a better friend to Adam, you know?
100%.
Like, I think that's something that, like, gets missed. Like, she, like, wants to help Adam because they have this special connection that she doesn't have with the rest of the characters, which is the attic connection.
Yeah.
Like, they're both going through that. So I feel like...
Even the thing where Hannah's like, tell me what he's been saying in group. And she's like, you know, I can't.
Yeah,
and it's like, she would for anybody else.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's like she has some sort of loyalty to Adam that she doesn't have.
Well, she now likes Adam more, it feels like.
Yeah.
Like,
even though, he also helped. Didn't he help her in like a recent episode where she like.
Yeah. The one before the whole jail scene happens and Adam's like, you're just trouble. But like, before that, he was like really reaching out to help Jessa.
Yeah.
And like.
She was like, I really want him into AA.
She got into AA because of Adam.
Yeah, like, so I feel like she has some sort of like loyalty. I loved how she was like, I haven't seen MRH in like when she called her MRH. You're like, dude,
I want to be initials.
You're like, not the initials. I haven't seen MRH. She's like, I swear I told you. It's like, you know, you haven't told me. Like, come on, bro.
You know. Yeah. Yeah, her nonchalantness is crazy. When Hannah,
it's kind of insane.
The fact that Hannah has to be like, don't you understand this is crazy? And she's like, no.
Yeah.
And then slaps her.
I know, that's crazy. But also, like, she does, even though I think it's a really shitty friend thing to do, like, she does have a sort of, like, point. Like, she's not wrong. Mm. She's not completely wrong.
Hannah left for 2 years.
Yeah, she's like, you're leaving for 2 years. Like, it's sorry that it happened so quick, but, like, it's bound to happen eventually.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, the timing was messed up, but, like, everyone's kind of understanding that it's going to happen. You know, it's, you have
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
Because Lena even says herself, or Hannah, in an early episode when they're at a party, it's like, if you guys are in different area codes, then it's not cheating. And it's like, yeah. She's kind of seeing her own principle play out here.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, it's, you know, she's not like, she didn't I mean, she did some, like, Jessa did something wrong as, like, a friend, I think, friend code, but, like, she does have, like, sort of a point. Like, she was leaving for, a, like, 2 years. Like, it wasn't like Adam was just going to wait around.
And they weren't, like, let's stay together. They were like, they weren't even talking.
Yeah,
so it's
there
like
any like rules.
I mean, I broken. Think like her emotional response to like coming home from like quitting grad school and seeing that her boyfriend has like moved really all the furniture tough. Around and a random girl is living yeah. there. Like, I think her emotional response makes sense, but I also think it's not like Adam's this evil person because yeah. he has a point when he's like, you left.
Yeah, that's why I think, yeah, there's like no rules like. I don't know. Yeah. And he, like, recognized that it was so... Sorry, I'm, like, not talking to the mic at all. He recognized that it was so quick and it wasn't like, malicious because he wasn't actively searching for, like, a new girlfriend. You know, just kind of... Sometimes it just, like...
But Jessa was for him.
Yeah, which is, like, kind of... Yeah, I know. That's why... Yeah, I guess she's... I don't know. She kind of sucks.
But I feel like, did he not break the rule of, like, at least communicating that the relationship was over? Like, he never... He
yeah,
just ghosted.
True. He never said...
Yeah.
Hey, I'm like seeing.
That's hell.
People.
Can you imagine getting like fully ghosted by your boyfriend because you like think that you're gonna be together when you're in your
so
master's
true.
Program and then you come back and he's with a full on girl who's kind of technically better than you?
Yeah.
That'd break my damn heart.
And the
heart.
Moving in thing is like fucked up. Like,
yeah.
Moving in that fast is just like, it's not necessary.
That interaction in the last episode where she's like, who are you? Who are you?
Yeah.
And then Mimi Rose in this episode being like, you must be Marnie. And Shosha's like, fuck you. I don't want to know you. I'm going to keep walking my business attire.
Wait, why is she in business attire? It's like,
she's got an interview.
Oh, she's like on the job interviews.
Yeah, is that? Oh, is she coming directly from the interview? From that
know.
Company where the woman like gay bashed her?
No.
It was interesting how none of them asked like why she was home. Like, no one was like, what happened with the program? Like, she just kind of like left. That's a big decision to just
but
like
they
leave
did
grad
ask,
school?
But she couldn't answer.
Well, I think did they ask? Jessa was like, why are you not in Idaho?
Which
oh,
yeah,
we're state.
Just. I love the like Idaho-Iowa switch up. Like, that's so funny to me.
It is like, yeah, I get those two states confused.
Yeah,
I think we probably did during
did,
this
like,
episode.
I did some like festival in Iowa recently, and like the guitar player who plays in my band was like, yeah, Idaho, like kept saying Idaho, like to the point where he would like type, like thought the ticket was like, go- like we were just so, they're just so,
so
sick, you know
true,
what I mean? Like
yeah.
it's just such a classic, like I just thought, I don't know, I think it's like funny.
There's no distinguishing thing. It's like,
potatoes.
The thing is, you would confuse Illinois with the other two, but they're Chicago, so you
that,
can tell
exactly.
the difference.
Yeah.
And Iowa,
I actually
Idaho.
Have no idea on a map where Idaho is.
I's really confusing.
I think
is it near like Kentucky?
I think I'd guess.
That's near
I think
there,
you're
too.
Right.
I think
I'm really bad at geography. So
but
I don't
it's
no,
cold and Kentucky's
not bad. It's just that it's impossible to be good at it.
Yeah, it's really hard.
Yeah, there's so many states that don't communicate
with
us.
Have you seen those TikToks that are like, name the 50 states in like a minute? I just couldn't.
No, are people
it.
Good at it?
People are pretty good at it.
Well, as we discussed earlier, you deserve extra time.
I know. Yeah. I think I have 80. You discovered.
You discovered that I should have had extra time.
At least need
time and a half.
On the ACT.
Yes.
You guys
a
are getting IEPs.
Yeah, we
yeah,
need IEPs.
I love it. In college, I worked at as a receptionist for like the IEP center at my college. And so every day it was just me talking to moms whose like sons had ADHD and were about to
oh
start school. And they were like, is he going to be okay? And I was like, listen, Nancy, like your son's gonna love it here. It's gonna be totally fine, girl.
Doesn't everyone have it now because of like the phones?
Yeah,
it's a thing, right?
I don't
yeah.
should be case study. There's I'm sure there's
there
case
is
studies.
There should be case study. I 100%
I
agree.
There should be case
like
study.
Someone needs to study my
I
wait actually I do
TikTok
something that's
brain.
So psycho that you guys are going to find Psycho. Like, when I watch TV sometimes on Netflix, like, I watch it like 1.25 speed.
No, that's normal.
Is that not Psycho?
Actually, you're doing it slow.
Do you do 1.5?
I'm coming to doing 1.5.
I do think it's sacrilegious to watch a Netflix show.
Except for the Great British Bake Off, it has to be at 1.5
speed.
Yeah,
it's like, I was watching like the Squid Game challenge.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And it was just like a little, like, I was like, okay, like, you don't really, it's about the games. You don't really need the, you know?
Yeah.
If it's like a reality show, you can kind of just.
What about Gilmore Girls?
You know, like the 10 seconds that you can like.
Yeah, you're like,
sometimes I'm just like, all right.
Well, that's how I watch movies. I'm like, I've seen a movie before. I'll just skip to the parts I like. So yeah. I'm watching a movie. Last morning I watched 2 movies in an hour because I guess skipped to the 30 minutes I liked to both of the movies.
If there's like characters I don't like, I just kind of skip their scenes.
I had a pause.
Is that fucked up?
No, not at all.
Okay. I'm always like scared to tell people I watch on 1.25 because people are like, that is psychopathic.
How fast,
like,
do you listen to podcasts or audiobooks?
Never the normal speed. It's too no, slow.
I'm at 2.0.
But we talk fast. So like, I feel like this I would watch normal.
Right. Well, I'm always like, ugh, the podcast was so boring. And then I edited in double speed. And I'm like, actually, we were on top of it.
We should just put this one in 0.5. Yeah. 0.25 or 1.25.
It's perfect.
Just upload it really fast.
Yeah.
Please. Everything to be uploaded really fast. I don't have enough time.
Anyways.
So what else happened? Wait. Let's discuss Marnie not answering her phone.
Right. Okay, we have a really important question. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So she was like, We're
wood shopping, so we were on a phone diet.
Yeah. Well, I thought that maybe, so musicians, sometimes they say, like, it's kind of like a jazz musician thing. You'll be like, oh, like, I'm in the shed, means like you're practicing. Like, people be like, oh, I'll shed it. Like, oh, this song, like, I need to learn it. Like, I'll go shed it. Means like you're practicing it and learning it. So I thought maybe the like wood shop, she meant to be like, we were in the shed, like practicing our songs, but it was like a play on. I don't know if that's a.
I think you're right because it's indie. It's indie, so it's woods.
I was like, are you building stuff?
Yeah, but I think they were like trying to come up with the music term that everyone uses and like didn't know
it
because they're like not really musician. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like bad. So they were like, they got it. Like, they used the wrong word.
I'm sure Lena was talking to Jack, and Jack was like, it's going to be kind of funny if you say
wood shop.
Yeah.
Or, like, wood shop. Yeah, because they were, like, maybe they were, like, wood shopping. Like, or you say, like, workshopping your music. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Wood shop is, like, the wrong word to use.
Yeah,
but it's
so
kind
weird.
Of similar to a word that you would use, and I think that's why it's funny. Mm-hmm.
Do you think Desi has upstate property? Like, is that what it is?
Oh my god.
He's a house in Hudson.
Broadway money.
Yeah, he has Broadway money. Yeah. He might have a house in Hudson.
Which Broadway money famously is nothing. But
true. Yeah, I thought that was funny. They were like,
but do you ever
so
wood
smart.
Shop?
Yeah, but I don't like turn off my phone. Yeah. But I'll go through times where I'll be like, okay, I have to like put my phone away for like a few hours.
Totally.
But like the 20, it was like a full day. Which was kind of crazy.
It was like 2. I mean, where is this girl up to?
Yeah, it was like 2 days.
I mean,
she
I think they're just
like
fucking.
Way too,
maybe he had wood for 2 days.
Yeah, I think there was.
That's
just
the
like,
wood.
Yeah.
I feel like she would check her emails, you know, but I guess she's more of a free spirit than I thought.
What kind of phone does she have?
Were they
an BlackBerry?
It had to be an iPhone 3 or 4.
Yeah, iPhone times.
Yeah, but last time I see her with her phone, it is a BlackBerry.
No way.
Uh-huh, when she's at the gallery. But we haven't seen any of the characters with the phone really since.
Mm. Yeah, true.
Huh.
No,
huh.
I think Hannah had an iPhone because I remember the clicking sound of like the.
Oh, right. And she FaceTimes.
When she FaceTimes.
Oh, yeah, that click sound effect like
yeah,
unlocks
so,
something.
Oh my god, it literally is such a nostalgia for me.
Yeah.
Like,
I was like, this doesn't
sound.
Happen anymore. Where'd it go?
Yeah. And I was like, what is that?
Miss it.
I do miss it. Well, the thing about Marnie, I think what we were talking about is kind of a second ago, but she is so like intelligent about her advice towards Hannah about like, you have to move on from Adam because it's like, you know what? You were like, is this going to be a forever relationship? I think now you have your answer. Like, she has such clarity and brevity around this issue. And then towards her own tumultuous relationship with Desi, which is like, LOL, makes not a single lick of sense.
Yeah.
It's like this boy man who like basically got broken up with comes running over and it's like, actually, I left Clementine for you. And it's like,
yes,
no, you didn't. You're a liar and a cheat.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of like interesting. It's kind of,
yeah,
she looks
like,
so much
so
better
bad
preaching.
At, yeah, she's so bad at like her own relationships, but.
But don't you find that, like, with your friends, you have such a better sense of what could help them than what could help yourself?
Yeah.
Just never take your own advice because you just don't want to.
Yeah. You're like, I know it's right for me, but it's not what I want to do.
Of course, like, you have to have someone else tell you you know,
yeah,
like snap out of it.
I do love like how much this episode was like leaning into like the Googling of it all, because it's like now more than ever, that's like so what you do when you like are introduced to like a new,
yeah, you always like stalk them.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, I need to learn everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so much more information now too.
I know.
I mean, if these people had TikTok accounts,
they would know.
I would love to see what Mimi Rose's TikTok account would be up to.
It would probably be like, it would be like, clips from her TED Talk.
Totally. Like, right. She clipped it. Yeah, she captioned it in she yellow.
Like, definitely like clipped, like part one, part two. So maybe people like, part 17, please. Part 17. Or she would be like, what is she? She's like an artist. She would be like sculpting videos or something.
Right. She'd be like, a day in the life in my studio.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love it.
I would, if I saw my ex's current girlfriend and I had to watch her TikTok account, that would cut the wound right open.
Literally horrible.
If she's making art, that would kill me.
Well, yeah, Shosha's horrible. Right for being like, never mind, shut the thing. And she's like, yeah, no, she's like, I have to watch every frame. It's so classic.
And it is her idea. So it's like, I love that when you kind of, with the discovery.
When you're like, oh, wait, I kind of did the wrong thing.
Yeah.
No, I also love the content of the TED Talk is so like ironic, because it's kind of what,
it's exactly what's happening. Yeah,
like in the TikTok she's like, oh, I had to like, I couldn't deal with romance because I had to like go do my creative, follow my creative juices, like focus on my career,
which is exactly what Hannah did,
and kind of what Adam did too when he was like in the play. He was like, I need to just like
exactly
like focus a second.
That's why it kind of makes sense that Adam is falling for Mimi,
someone like that,
because it's like somebody who gets what Hannah didn't get. And that's like the whole reason they had such a strain, is because Hannah didn't get that Adam couldn't.
Yeah.
Adam was pulling away to focus on something.
Yeah, she was not chill. And then telling him she was leaving like right before he went on was such a like big no-no.
Yeah.
Like I was like, even though Adam, he reacted kind of strongly, but like I like feel for that. Like if anyone like told me bad news before I went on stage, I'd be like, what are you doing? Like,
wait,
don't you know,
2 hours.
Don't you know that this is like, this is obviously gonna like fuck me up. Like,
yeah.
Like of course, like you gotta like, just so not aware of
that. Yeah.
Or just like being selfish or whatever.
She's,
you know?
So like yeah, I think the big thing with Hannah, she's so unself-aware.
Yeah.
But Hannah and Adam, it's like the same problem every time, where it's like they're both so unsensitive to the other person's thing.
Yeah, totally.
Like, they're, it's so, like that happens then, it happens here. Like, it's just like a constant loop of that.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm glad. It's fun now that they're broken up. Thank God.
I need a rest. I'm ready to move on.
No, but I also love them.
And I miss them, but I'm glad it's over for now.
Yeah, they need
forever?
To. They need to.
Do they get back together?
No.
Is this the when they actually?
Yeah, they don't really ever.
They don't
get
really
back
get together. Back
together,
right?
Yeah. No.
It just gets worse from here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Mimi Rose.
I love Mimi
Rose. But I also liked how she like burnt her hand, and then Ray did such a like bad job of like fixing it, and then
Adam
was like,
fixed it.
Adam
it's
was
like,
come on, come here. Like he still cares about her, you know. Like they'll always have that.
Yeah.
That love. You know?
I feel like that was such a good way to show like how much Adam still like cares for her, and like when he's like, bye, kid, or whatever, and she's like, maybe don't call me that anymore.
Yeah, and then the storage scene was so sad.
I know.
Her stuff.
And it was so, like, whatever, wherever they shot felt so, like, to infinity.
Well,
it felt like she was in purgatory.
Yeah.
It's very, like, metaphorical.
It's like go to a storage unit in New York, and it was, like, in Fort Greene or something. Mm-hmm. She had to, like, go all the way
getting
over
off
there.
At Euclid Ave.
Yeah, she
I'm
was,
like,
going to something with her like that. Also, it was, like, funny how she, like, she was in the same clothes for, like, 2 days. I thought
literally.
It was so funny. Like, she just, like, didn't change. Like, just the depression aspect of it.
Yeah.
Just being in bed and, like,
jeans.
The clothes you traveled in and just, like, not. Yeah,
it's
and, like,
so
the pee in the bucket.
Pee in the bucket. Well, I mean, a real anxiety of like when you live with people, and this can happen even when it's not a breakup. It's like sometimes you just can't leave your room and see another living soul. So it's like you're going to pee in a bucket. And especially during a breakup when it's like your ex is right outside
there.
Yeah. It's too emotional to open that door sometimes.
It's too much.
I will say the most disappointing part of this episode for me was like how much it was about Adam and how not even one line was about like, what happened to grad school?
I know. That's why I'm like, why did no one really like...
Like, everyone in her life comes over and is like, sorry about Adam. But it's like, that's taking such a big thing that like, quitting this amazing program and moving
back. Which was
back.
A really big deal.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of lead up to her going to the program and like, making sure that everyone knew why she was going, you know, like, yeah, making sense of that. And then no one, but it was almost like they expected her to.
Yeah, like it's back. Almost like all of them knew that she'd be back.
Yeah, like no one was really like that surprised, except for Jess and maybe because she's so like, she was like, oh, she's gone. I guess like.
Yeah, she, Jess is so used to people leaving her and never coming back. So they're like, what do you mean you're back,
really,
girl?
I think maybe no one's surprised. Like Hannah is such a classic girl to like bail on a situation, even if it's going well. Mm-hmm. Or like is a big opportunity, like she does with the TQ. Yeah. It happens with her book. Like it is something, a tale as old as time for her, where it's like, oh, Hannah's doing this really cool thing and she actually isn't going to do it at all. Okay.
Yeah.
There's no shock there. But now the love of her life quotes, it's like now with a new woman after like 1 month of her being gone. Again, it's only 1 month. She only been to class like three times. I swear to God. And it's like, okay. And now that's like, that actually is the biggest thing at mind. Because
the biggest thing I'm wondering is Elijah staying in Iowa? Because he really built a life there. And for Hannah really to leave.
Yeah, yeah, he's like, kind of really messing up his plans.
Yeah, he's like, I'm actually having an amazing time here. Why are you going back to New York?
What do you guys think of her decision to leave? Like, you think that was
I think maybe Iowa didn't seem like the right place for her.
Yeah.
But I definitely think she could have tried a little harder.
I think she could have stuck it out a little bit.
It seems longer. Like it's like college is an adjustment. There's an adjustment period.
Yeah, it's like it's like always like the first year of college, like always.
Well, yeah.
I mean, she already put all the money down for tuition and rent's not even that expensive. And the way
that's true.
Tuition reimbursement works, the first month, you're locked in. You know, so she lost that 30K or her parents did or whatever.
Yeah. I just like when I was an RA and there was like,
you're an RA?
Yeah,
wow.
There was two people on my floor that moved out in the first month. And I was like trying to be like emotionally there for them. But I was like, you didn't even try. You know, like in my head, I was like, oh, no, Brooke. And that's totally OK that you have to go. It's like, it's not always the right time. And I'm like, you need to stick it out, like in my head.
But I also liked how she had the realization that she, like when the teacher was like, you can leave if you want. Like if you're not like, you're not like 12, like you can like
make a choice.
You can like make a grown up adult decision that it's not the right thing for you.
And I think ultimately Hannah knew deep down that it was never going to be the right thing. And so she went forward. And I think her going, not liking it, has only taught her more about like what she wants. Girl, get your Glock. It's rapid fire time.
Oh, shit.
Are you the voice of a generation or a voice of a generation?
Wait, what's the question? The voice?
The voice of your generation or just a voice of a generation?
Oh, God.
You're both.
Both. Both. Yeah, both. Next.
Are you thankful for Mr. Rockefeller?
Low-key Rockefeller Center is like really nice.
An amazing point. That is an amazing point.
Low-key the ice skating there, like super cute.
Yeah, like, go now. Little,
like gold men.
Yeah, it's like kind of sweet. I was like there the other night. It was actually like really nice. Aww. But it's so crowded.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Do you think all will be revealed in the fullness of time?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to say, not that anyone asked me, but I do agree.
Do you agree?
Is tea a magic elixir?
Is what?
Is tea a magic elixir?
Oh, yeah, that's what I was like. Wait, Loki, I love tea.
Yeah, it can solve all world problems.
Tea is, like, really, tea, works if you're sick, you know.
Are you throat coat?
Love throat coat.
Yeah, thank God.
It's perfect.
Throat coat. I just, like, carry it around.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Like lemon ginger. You can also do like a caffeinated one, so it like takes the place of caffeine.
Oh my
like
God.
You know, there's a lot of
everyone write this down.
Solves a lot of things. Matcha is technically a tea.
Oh yeah. It's what, green tea root?
It's like a green tea.
Do you
think I think it does.
Be honest. Do you think Hannah could have avoided all of this if she had a different haircut?
Yeah, her hair is just so bad at all times.
It's so distracting.
It's so bad at all times. Like, why?
Oh, Adam would have stayed with her if she, like, didn't have a bowl haircut.
Why did she do that? Prison. Is it just because...
She's a woman trapped of time. It's like
it's just part. It's
Shoshana's
purpose,
hair
obviously.
Is pretty bad too.
Yeah, they're all actually Marnie's hair. Jess is like cool. She always looks
Jess
cool.
Jess is cool as fuck.
Yeah, she always looks cool.
I want to say it's Hillary Clinton's fault, but I don't know why. I guess our last question is: do you fake shower?
I definitely fake shower. I definitely like turn, and it's so bad because I feel bad even admitting that I waste water. So no. It's not good. But like, I feel like I'll turn on the shower for it to like get hot and then like.
No, it's the only place you can be yourself.
Just do, you know, just like, just sit in the.
It's kind of, sometimes it's the only solace you have in a city.
Yeah, sometimes it's just like nice to like.
Just and you know feel, what? It's a renewable water. Resource.
Yeah,
fine.
Hear the water and not like be in there. You know, it's nice to just take a second.
No,
yeah.
It is. I mean, I saw this study recently where it's like men spend like 7 hours a month just like alone bathroom time. Where it's like yeah. they're going to bathroom with not actually an intention of doing anything, just to chill the hell out just for a second.
How did they come up with this case?
Again, this is a case
study. We don't know
study.
If the kids have ADHD, yeah, but we know that men are spending 7 hours alone in a bathroom a month.
We don't know.
Yeah, and they because sometimes I think men have a really hard time just chilling the hell out for a second. So they have to go to the bathroom, pretend to pee.
Yeah.
They like go on their iPhone and just like look up an NFL game.
Well, we have one last segment.
Oh.
That outfit in Brooklyn. So Shauna's work outfit, right?
Yeah, what was she wearing? She always dresses like insane.
It is crazy, but I'm like, girl, a pink blouse tucked into a pencil skirt in heels.
Yeah, that's
you don't
crazy.
Even have a job.
I know. No one's. I think about office culture. No one's wearing stuff.
That's true.
That professional
hybrid,
anymore.
Hybrid work ruined
well,
it.
Now people wear just like normal.
Yeah, like you wear,
just wear like yeah, you'll wear it, right.
So yeah,
office jobs don't people just
my,
wear
my at my office job. My boss only wears Mad Happy.
Yeah.
Oh my god, we have to give him aviator.
Wait, yeah, we have to, everyone has to wear aviator. But like I feel like they wear like my friends who have like 9 to 5 like office or like go into an office.
Yeah.
They wear like nice like work pants.
Yeah, exactly.
And like a
fun top.
And like a top.
No one's wearing mini blazers.
They're not wearing like blazers and stuff, but some people are into that sort of look. I feel like Hannah's outfits are always just like outrageous and I'm just like okay, like
they're
I would
like
never...
they're quietly crazy,
they're quietly insane, they're subtly insane,
yeah, like they're like,
wear, like hot pink pants and like a sweat, like just
the sweater shirt she was like, wearing.
Oh,
yeah. I was like,
oh,
for 2 days
God.
This is your look.
She was wearing like a button down.
It's like
I just like didn't.
Yeah, it's like a China plate
it's like,
or something.
It seems like she would be like in a pullover sweater, but they were like, "What if you put you in this crazy thing?"
Yeah, exactly.
What if I put you in this crazy thing?
I love
the haircut.
What else?
I love her though. She rocks.
Well, lecture series online, I think 10 years ago, like colleges, they still do it and they're still popular, but they were so popular 10 years ago to
the
watch
rise
a lecture
and fall
series.
Of TED Talks.
Like TED Talks, lecture
people
series.
People used
online.
To respect that.
People
are now
used
doing
to watch
podcasts.
A lot of TED Talks.
Yeah.
Like they would show those in like my school would be like, we're gonna watch a TED talk about this.
Literally,
it was a big.
It's like you're being paid
my,
so much money
yeah,
to teach
don't you
right
just
now.
Talk about it.
At my high school, there was this one reoccurring substitute teacher that would never do what was told of
oh
him,
God,
and
classic.
Just instead like play show a 20-minute TED talk
oh
and then
God.
Talk about it and like do a seminar. And so the teachers would come back and be like, "Why didn't you learn like how to write an essay?" And it's like, "Well, he made
watch
us like
a TED talk instead.
Yeah, he made us watch a TED talk about going to space." Sorry.
Oh my God. Kinda lit, though. Your media studies?
No, this is in high school.
Oh my God.
Texas Public School was awesome.
That sounds kind of fun. In my like high school, we had a class called Ethics.
Ooh.
It was like every Wednesday or like every other Wednesday. And we literally watched Lost. Like the teacher just like played Lost.
Oh my God.
Like,
did
the
you
show.
Talk about it?
Like
they were
no.
like, there's a lot here.
There's like a lot to learn here. And they just like played every episode of Lost.
It's perfect.
And then it's and we never got to the end, obviously.
Yeah,
it's
so
long.
So
long.
So I don't know what happens.
You can never finish it
was
in one class. Like,
if I was
hilarious.
A teacher, I'd make everyone watch all 7 seasons of Gilmore Girls slowly.
Yeah,
yeah.
I feel like if I like taught a class about anything, I would just watch Girls. Like,
yeah, I feel like there's a lot to gain.
There's really a lot to unpack here about a lot of
almost too much
stuff. Almost too much.
We're gonna have to do a second podcast rewatching the show just to cover all those things.
Just
that we
cover
missed.
All, yeah, just
there's
more like
so
academic,
much.
Academic.
And my last thing I really noticed Brooklyn Denver's now, and it's kind of just a global phenomenon, but the way that people treat burns, I think 10 years ago the dialogue was all about putting ice on a burn, but now they're like, don't put ice, run it with cold water.
Yeah, you can't. Does ice like mess it up?
Yeah, it actually can make a burn worse. Ooh. So 10 years ago, people were addicted to putting ice on burn because they're like, what's the opposite of heat? Ice. But it's actually
no,
cold water.
Isn't it famous that like
smart.
If you get frostbite, if you put it in hot water immediately, you'll die or something crazy.
Whereas
like you have to slowly heat up. That's why when people like get out of
Whoa.
Like falling in a lake, they like slowly warm them up over time.
Whoa.
Because it's like it's like when you're cold and jump into a shower and then it's like burning you. It's like it makes sense.
It's so painful.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Your nerves go crazy.
I'm rewatching Grey's Anatomy right now.
What season?
I'm on season 10.
Yeah, halfway. Halfway.
But I've never seen it, so I'm watching it like from the beginning. Oh my God. Which is my new thing, like watching, like how I did with girls, like watching shows
at 1.25 speed.
Grey's Anatomy is amazing because it's truly so like good. Months of content.
It's like I this is something I googled, like if you watched all 17 seasons,
how many days,
how many hours? Yeah, and it's like crazy. Yeah, it's like a lot of days. It's like a year.
Wait, I'm
or
dying
something.
To know how many.
Well, it's there's 19, 22 episode seasons, so that's like.
Have you seen all of it?
I've seen all of it. It's 245 minute episodes, so whatever that adds up to.
I just like watching shows where like the phones and internet aren't such a big deal.
I know, it's like it's nice that TV shows now, unless they're like about working at a magazine and social media, exactly. They kind of don't do too much about phones compared to how much really, people like, really are about, on phones.
Yeah, like it's nostalgic for a time when like it wasn't really about
text.
Well, every movie now reactions.
Isn't really about like Instagram and TikTok and like that type of thing. And like blogs were a thing. Like it just is like more, I don't know, it's just like nostalgia for that.
Well, so much media coming out now is like based 10 years ago.
Yeah. Because
it's like so hard to conceptualize social media into a movie because it ruins so many plot holes.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, I could actually just tweet about this and it'll probably be over next 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So unless you're like, social media is such a focal point of the thing, it's like it has to be based in the
That's why they're always making a TV show where it's like, what if the teens were in the 80s still?
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, there's like, let's just place in a time where this doesn't exist.
Yeah, they're like, let's bring back the pink ladies one more time. Yeah, exactly. It's like, all right.
But that's what's cool ladies. Watching girls even, it's like you see like iPhones coming into place and you see like the BlackBerry, like you kind of see the history move. I think it's, I don't know. It's kind
of fun. There's definitely this show is so Facebook coded.
Yeah, it's so like Facebook. It's so like they're like, let's look her up on Google, like let's look her up on YouTube. It's
it's 240 pixel YouTube video. Yeah, they're like
Rose Howard. Also, they're just like the best name ever they could have used for that character.
MRH.
Well, because MRH. Before Instagram, our Instagram was just posting your profile picture. Because like, that was the only thing you would ever get interaction with or engagement on. So like posting your profile picture was like a new Instagram photo for the grid. Like that was the same cultural equivalent, at least in my eyes.
Wow.
Like, the only time I was getting 200 likes on a photo was on Facebook if I was posting as my profile picture.
Yeah.
And then Instagram bought that. Yeah. There were kids who
like when I was in middle school, there were kids who were like Facebook famous. Because Facebook was like it was kind of like starting, you know, when like you would, like write on people's wall and be like, what's the homework? And you like write on their wall. It's like, why are you asking them publicly? Like, what's the homework?
Yeah, it's like now your grandma saw that.
Yeah, like my wall from 20 whatever, 2000 whatever is like, why were you late to school today? Like, you missed class or be like, what are the notes? Or like, happy birthday. Or, like,
yeah, so much happy birthday culture.
So, oh my God, the happy, like who wrote on your Facebook wall is such a big deal.
So I still look back. I'm like, in 2015, who wronged me? Which one of my friends didn't post on my wall?
And it's like, did they just say happy birthday?
Or did they put like, and like the crush, like your crush, like what did they say?
Yeah.
Did they message you privately? But Facebook famous was a thing. Like kids who had like above like 200 likes, you were like, wait, they're like famous.
Yeah, it was like the original influencer.
Yeah, me and my friends in like middle school, we would like go to like one of our friends' houses and have a sleepover and like bring makeup and like eyeliner and like do like photos on like a Canon camera for Facebook profile picture.
I mean, you're like, this so album hot. Is gonna be electric.
Yeah, we were like that was like the first time we like tried eyeliner, and I was like, my eyes hurt, and then we'd like take pictures and like in the bathroom with like a Canon.
Wait, did you get 200?
I don't know, guys. I don't think I was really Facebook famous.
Fuck.
I know.
Well, that's an amazing note to end the podcast.
Yeah, I know. Facebook famous. It was a thing.
Blue wasn't Facebook famous.
I don't think I was Facebook famous, and I'm really upset about it.
Yeah, like, you're living with that trauma.
I do it all for that.
Yeah.
I just like
do it
you're
for
still chasing that.
I'm just like trying to be a celebrity like for that reason. Like just because of not getting 200 likes.
It can leave trauma.
No, that
it
has really to stick can. With you.
It literally can.
Wait,
really
what? Can. Do you want to plug anything? Do you have any live shows coming up?
When is this coming out?
This is coming out the 26th of December.
December. Okay, well, I have an album coming soon. It's not announced yet, the date, but people know it's coming soon. So
get ready.
Get ready.
More tunes. video stuff.
Oh my god.
And then tour soon, but it's not so out, exciting. So I don't want to give any
details, yeah. Well, stay tuned, everybody. It's gonna be amazing. Thank you so much for being on.
Thanks for having me. This is so fun. Yeah, you guys are dope.
We had to a dinner party. Our lives.
Literally,
you're coming to a dinner party.
I'm coming to a dinner party.
It's all gonna
happen.
Lobster
biscuit, we'll talk more about riff raps.
Bye, guys. See you next week.
Bye.